I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hugh Freeze.
You just made the list.
He is now, apparently, I don't think that there's been an official announcement, but every national college football reporter in the country is reporting it. He is now the Auburn football coach. He's back in the SEC after a fairly successful stint at Liberty. Your guy, Jeffrey, back in the SEC. I'm here for your reaction. I'm going to give you the floor. Hugh Freeze to Auburn.
You know, I kind of thought when this day would come, I thought like I would be like, what are they doing? The fact that it's Auburn somehow is like, yeah, it's perfect. Secondly, I'm kind of excited to see him get fired again. Like that's what I'm kind of looking forward to. Obviously, and now my watch begins. But in the end, I think what we saw with this, make no mistake about it, Lane Kiffin was their number one candidate. And whether or not they leaked Lane's name publicly to try and, you know, hold his feet to the fire, because maybe they were trying to do it, or they leaked his name because someone in the didn't really want Lane Kiffin, which is what another way that it happens, they then turned to Freeze. And so I guess my bigger point is LSU, when they had an opening, they went and hired Notre Dame's coach. And Notre Dame's very successful coach. It appears there was only one school that wanted Hugh Freeze. And maybe they're right. I just would be very, very worried when not only does Ole Miss know about Hugh's past, Mississippi State knows about Hugh's past, the athletic director at Texas A&M knows about Hugh's past. Like, I do just wonder if Auburn just got obsessed with this guy beat Nick Saban twice.
Yeah, I mean, if you just care about the football part, he's a pretty good football coach.
He's only had one losing season. Now, this is what I've always wondered. When he got fired for soliciting prostitutes, that team was going to be really bad under him. Like, they had had enough of him. They were going to crater. I do wonder if, because the previous year he goes 5-7, I do wonder if seeing him crater, it protected him in a way. Now, I also believe, like, at a certain point, like, he paid his price. $17 million, whatnot. I look at him and I see he's bipolar Gus Malzahn. Like, I don't feel like I'm in danger of having to watch Hugh Freeze go, you know, 11-1 and winning a national title. And, like I said, dating back to at least Pat Dye, every coach has been fired there. So at least at some point I'll get that again.
Yeah. I will say, I've enjoyed this coaching carousel. It's the type of carousel that's kind of caught me by surprise a little bit, like Luke Fickell going to Wisconsin, you know, Dillingham going to Arizona State. I know it wasn't surprising once you really heard it, but I didn't think he was going to get that big of a job. I thought he was going to have to get a job below that, if you will, before getting a Power 5 job. What else have we had? Oh, maybe Willie Fritz to Georgia Tech, potentially.
Yeah, I've heard Chadwell there as well.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, Fritz, it's the other thing with Fritz is, you know, they're playing in the title game.
Yeah. No, and it's made it awkward because the portal opens Monday after the championship game. Like, that's when you can start grabbing kids from the portal. And so that's what's it's making it very awkward, especially for schools that are in championships.
Yeah.
Championship games and have coaches that are desirable.
So the thing that was kind of fascinating to me is, we talked about it. Did the coaching carousel sneak up on us, or are people running better searches now?
Because that could be interesting.
I think other than Auburn.
Yeah, because really Auburn's the only one that's kind of been leaky and everyone's kind of known what's going on.
Correct. Other than that, most of these have been well-run searches. And, like, Wisconsin, they lose to Minnesota, and they turn around the next day and they announce Luke Fickell's their coach.
Well, and it sounds like from the reporting out of Cincinnati, like, it's been in the works for several weeks. Like, Fickell's wife had already been up to Madison to look at schools and stuff and figure out whether they actually wanted it or not.
I had been hearing Fickell's name for jobs for at least a couple of weeks, so that means that it had been out there for even longer than that.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. We also David Shaw stepped down at Stanford.
That had been rumored for a while.
Matt Rhule got hired at Nebraska. We found out this weekend from Bruce Feldman, Dion has been offered the Colorado job, which Dion then confirmed today to a reporter that he's been offered.
In fairness, he probably told Bruce too.
Yeah. That's probably right. So it's not reaching Gravitron level. Let's be clear.
No, I think next year's the year. Next year's the year where I think we get to another Gravitron.
I will say if Fritz leaves Tulane, I think like half of the coaches in the AAC will be new, like the new AAC, because Florida Atlantic got rid of Willie Taggart. Tulsa, as we mentioned, got rid of Philip Montgomery. Cincinnati's going to be in the Big 12 next year. Who am I missing? Oh, USF still has to hire a coach.
USF's announcing, or whatever. USF is acting like they're announcing either today or tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we'll see.
Well, I think the thing that's interesting, though, is if you're Dion and you're confirming that the reports are out, whatever, you're confirming that you've been offered.
There's no way you're taking that
job. Doesn't that imply that you don't want that job?
Yeah. I think that's exactly what it means. I think it means you want to let people know, hey, I got an offer from somewhere else right now.
Yeah, to me, like, that's...
I don't know if there's, like, an obvious job for him out there. I mean, he's been mentioned in conjunction with USF. I don't think he makes sense at Stanford. Cincinnati?
Under Armour School.
USF?
But I'm saying Cincinnati and USF are both Under Armour schools, and he's an Under Armour...
Tell you this, I'd be jealous of USF if they pulled that off.
I think Cincinnati could do a lot worse.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how it all progresses.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.